Welcome to this latest installment of Andres Off the Record. In this one, some of you might be a little uncomfortable. I want to be very clear before I dive into this topic that I'm all for dissension. I am for varying opinions because it gives us more to think about when we are considering policies, whether it's at the level of government or at the level of business, or even in families. Note that we come from different backgrounds in most cases, and we have different experiences regardless of similar upbringings. You know, some of us might not see eye to eye on what our favorite color is, and that's okay. Dissension is fine, and I'm all for it. So if I stand strong against leftists, do not understand or take it like Andres hates Democrats because he's a conservative Republican. No, far from it. The ones I can't stand are the leftist radicals who resort to hate speech and violence against us when we just want to have a conversation. They're the ones that have created this cancel culture. If they don't like you or don't agree with you, they take extreme measures to yell at the top of their lungs and force companies to bend to their will. Even governments. That's cancel culture. Social justice warriors, or social justice keyboard warriors in those cases. Twitter, Facebook, anything on the internet they could get their hands on. They'll just be spouting off, creating fake outrage that riles people up, and there you go. The rest is history. Those are the ones I can't stand. And there's just no place for a conversation with them because they're so far gone. All I could do is pray for them, but they're so far gone. Antifa, look at what they do with anyone that tries to show or wear something that they do not agree with. And they control different levels of government, especially in Portland, Oregon. It's scary. So when I refer to leftists, by all means, don't take it like Andres talking about Democrats. No, because not all Democrats are liberals either. Just like all Republicans are not conservative, they're liberal Republicans as well. So I am talking about leftists and leftist policies, those that have destroyed governments, those that have destroyed economies, those that have destroyed people's way of lives and livelihood. That's what I'm talking about. And as a Christian, I have this also concern about the spirit behind the movement. Because there is a spirit behind the movement. There's a spirit behind almost everything. And then Michael Knowles comes along from the Michael Knowles Show at the Daily Wire and gives a presentation or a speech at the Young Americas Foundation. And I lifted a clip from it because he gives a quick rundown of the seven deadly sins, especially as they apply to humans and Americans here in this country, particularly the leftists. And it was mind-boggling because it affirms what I believe. Because it's something that saddens me that we have people with differing opinions or beliefs and are so entrenched in them. And when you try to talk them out of it, they do not see the wrong in their way of life, their lifestyle, whatever it is that they do. So without further ado from me, I just want to share this clip with you. What Michael Knowles says. I think it's the most beautiful summation that I can think of and come up with for what is wrong with the left today.
Does anybody know, they probably don't teach this anymore, does anybody know the seven deadly sins? Does anybody remember them? Not many. I will remind you, the seven deadly sins are pride, envy, wrath, sloth, greed, gluttony, and lust. Have you ever heard a more concise description of leftism than that? That could be the Wikipedia entry. What is leftism? This raises a question. Why celebrate pride? Pride is one of the seven deadly sins. Actually, pride is the deadliest sin. St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Gregory the Great, both said that pride is the queen of all vices. And as my friend Andrew Clavin now says, it is the vice of all queens, which is, I have to give him credit for that line. But the question, of course, with Pride Month is why would gay people or people with differing sexual preferences, if they just want to be accepted or have their preferences accepted, why would they organize under the banner of the deadliest sin, pride? This seems like bad PR, bad marketing. Leftism is envy. Winston Churchill described socialism as the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Leftism is all envy, and they pretend that it's kindness. It's an amazing trick that they pulled. The left actually tries to convince us that when you keep your own money, that's awful, that's terrible. But when you covet and steal somebody else's money, that's kindness. How about wrath? Whole leftist organizations exist to get conservative commentators fired, groups like Media Matters, groups that stage fake boycotts of conservative advertisers to ruin conservative livelihoods. It's not enough simply to disagree with conservatives. The left wants to ruin those conservatives' lives. How about sloth? That one goes along with envy. The left wants to get something for nothing. It wants to profit off of other men's work, to enjoy professional and social benefits without the labor and the cost. We know that America is the land of opportunity. The United States in 2019 offers the widest opportunity for the greatest number of people, regardless of birth or circumstance, to accumulate wealth in the history of the world. If you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. You blew it. And yet the left seeks as best it can to come up with excuses for not achieving. Someone else is privileged. The system is out to get them. Someone else is keeping them down. Ironically, today on the left, grievance and victimhood have actually become privileges. Everyone wants to be able to claim some sort of oppression. Ultimately, all of this is just an excuse for laziness. Because over the long haul in the United States, if you are willing to work hard, anyone and everyone can improve his station in life. How about greed? Greed is the selfish desire for the thing itself. Everybody can be greedy. I'm not saying only one group can be greedy. However, studies show that leftists are greedier than conservatives. Conservatives give more to charity and at higher rates than leftists. Why are leftists so stingy? It's because they want to outsource all of their charity to the government. But when you outsource charity to the government, you totally destroy charity. How about gluttony? Speaking of sandwiches, the left has a rapacious appetite, not always for food, but for property and liberty. The left devours rights and institutions, and as it does that, the size and scope of the government expands like a national waistline. Now, the opposite of gluttony is the virtue of temperance, which conservatives keep at the front of our minds when we think about the government. And then there's lust, and we end up right back at sex, right back where we started. The left wields lust and sex as a tool because it knows that sex sells. Lust is incredibly powerful. Pop culture likes to pretend that the left embraces the sexual revolution, that the left is sex positive, as they call it. Who is not sex positive, by the way? Every human being that's ever lived is sex positive, except for the asexuals who drink out of the Bud Light cup or something. But virtually everybody is sex positive. The pop culture wants to pretend that it's only the left because the left is cooler or hipper than conservatives who are prudish old fuddy-duddies. In reality, the left uses sex as a weapon. Porn, the hookup culture, subsidized birth control, abortion on demand, all of these aspects of the sexual revolution combine to take us away from our senses, to enslave us to our appetites, to keep us focused on our most primal desires. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride, the seven deadly sins, the seven keys to leftism, all the ingredients necessary to destroy a nation.
So I hope that clip gives you a lot to think about, because believe me, that's what I already knew. And it's just put into words for me. So thank you, Michael Knowles, for sharing that. And I wanted to share that with all of you. If you want to see the presentation itself, I'll leave links to those in the show notes accompanying this episode. But for now, that does it for this one. So I'll see you on the next episode.